Okay, we are at Digi Futures, which is a NIAS event, joint NIAS Ofcom event, and I'm talking to one of the participants. Who are you and why are you here?
Hi, I'm Karen Lawrence, and I'm from Peterborough Environment City Trust, which is in Peterborough. We're an environmental charity. My particular project's been funded by the Transformation Fund,
right,
which is part of the Learning Revolution,
right,
and it's called the Greenversity.
Right.
So the idea of the project is we're going to be able to facilitate people to learn new green skills.
Yeah.
So the green skills can be anything from knitting, sewing, dry sewing, morning, eco-arts, etc., etc. So it's a huge big banner of skills which people will be able to sign up to our website, which is greenversity.org.uk.
And say a bit slower just to get the plug in.
Okay, greenversity.org.uk.
Okay.
And the website is a kind of facilitation for people where
right,
they will be able to sign up as a teacher or sign up as a learner, and they'll be able to find the different courses that are on the website and go along to them. There's going to be free venues across the city for people to go to learn
right,
new green skills.
Okay. So. And we've just been showing you how to use Scribble Live.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that before?
I haven't seen that before, and I think it's fantastic. I mean, I blog, and
yeah,
I use Twitter, I use Facebook.
Right.
I hadn't heard of this Scribble Live, and I think it's got real potential when I'm out at events promoting Greenversity,
yeah,
maybe at the Green Festival, which is something that PECT organises.
Right,
to
when's
that? That's in May next year.
Right.
And it's a yearly event, and it's running from it's 22nd May to 6th of June.
Right.
And it'll be absolutely fantastic to have this going on live with the launch event of the day of the Green Festival.
Okay, and what do you want to get out of today? Why have you come to this particular event?
Because a part of what we're doing is we're training people to use the internet and use the internet if they don't know how to do that.
Right.
And our scheme is for adults. It is adult learners over the age of 19. So
yeah,
we want people to be able to use the website,
yeah,
and so that they can access skills that they can do and they can share. I mean, a lot of what we're doing is bringing in older people who have got really good skills like knitting and sewing and cooking,
yeah,
that younger people don't have, and
yeah,
they can share these intergenerational, yeah, skills. It's absolutely fantastic.
You know, I go to a social media networking group, and at
okay,
one of our last meetings, there was a corner of people stitching and bitching who were doing crochet. So the
brilliant.
Some of the geeks are into craft as well.
Yeah.
Are you particularly targeting disadvantaged groups?
Yes, we are. We're looking at people from poor social backgrounds, that probably unemployed older people, that
yeah,
kind of thing as well. Yeah, definitely, because we need to bring these people in, because it's all right for people who sit in their offices all day long tweeting,
yeah,
blogging, using the internet, but
yeah,
other people need to do it because they are excluded.
Great. Thank you very much.
That's okay. You're welcome. Thank you.